No matter what, a Japanese official says the Tokyo 2020 Olympics will go on, and that's our first story this Wednesday. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN 10. The games are still officially called the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, even though they were postponed last summer because of the coronavirus pandemic. They're now set to begin on July 23rd of this year. But we've told you how there's been some doubt about that because the disease is still spreading, and Olympic organizers have said if the 2020 games don't happen this summer, they'll be canceled altogether. Well, here's what's new. Japan's prime minister says he's determined to hold the summer games in Tokyo this year, and the president of the nation's Olympic organizing committee says that'll happen no matter what's going on with COVID. This is significant because there have been reports that Japanese government officials have privately discussed canceling the games. That government has publicly called those reports categorically untrue. If concerns about this persist, though, the chief financial officer of the U.S. state of Florida says the games could be held there instead. He's reportedly sent a letter saying that to the IOC. He highlighted the fact that Florida has successfully held several major sports events during the pandemic, including the NCAA College Football Championship, the NBA Final, the upcoming Super Bowl. And he mentioned that Disney World is open and operating safely. There are questions about that proposal as well, though, in terms of how the games could be moved, how much it would cost, who would pay for it. For its part, the International Olympic Committee, which is based in Switzerland, has said it's committed to holding the Olympics and Paralympics in Tokyo this summer.